I would just like to share a thought as we enter the Chag of Shavuos, the holiday of Shavuos, especially this year. It's a very unusual year with the coronavirus still a very big factor in our lives. And thank God we're in a phase where things seem to be on the decline and things seem to be reopening, and God willing, our shul will be able to have a full reopening soon. But one of the hallmarks of Shavuos that we normally have in shul, we're not able to have this year, and that is on second day of Shavuos, we normally gather and have a suda, a lunch in shul, to honor our volunteers, and specific one volunteer. The reason I'm mentioning this is because Shavuos, of course, is associated with not only the anniversary of the giving of the Torah as a commemorative event, but we relive the experience, albeit in a small way, through the study of Torah. But we have to look in the Torah itself and realize that there's a few names to the holiday of Shavuos. And one of them, as it says, Parshas Pinchas, it says, Uv'yom HaBikurim, the day of Bikurim. Now, why was Shavuos called the day of Bikurim? So simply speaking, Bikurim is the mitzvah of gathering one's first fruits and bringing it to Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, to the Kohen as an expression of gratitude. And that season began at this time of year of Shavuos. That's why it's called Yom HaBikurim. But the truth of the matter is, the message is much deeper and more profound than just the beginning of the season of Bikurim. And because the idea of Bikurim is that we're supposed to internalize gratitude in our lives. We're supposed to walk around thinking about all day how we can practice our gratitude to God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we can practice our gratitude to our family members, our community members, our friends. How can I go ahead and be a more grateful person? I have so much to be grateful for. I have so much to be thankful for. How do I go ahead and express that appreciation? A person that goes around with such a mindset and attitude, besides the great benefit of always being grateful and people understanding the gratitude, a person feels much happier and more satisfied in life. Because the opposite of this is, you know, feeling that one has been deprived of a certain situation. Whatever that situation is, I feel entitled to something and now I don't have it. So if I don't have it, I'm unhappy. The opposite we learn from Bikurim is the mindset of being grateful and thankful for everything we have. We have a roof over our head, we say thank you. We have something to eat in the morning, we say thank you. We have good health, we say thank you. Whatever somebody does for us, whatever God does for us, we say thank you. So why is this message so important on Shavuos? We say it was called the Yom HaBikurim. And the answer is because Shavuos is the anniversary of when we became a nation. And we have to remember that a fundamental part of who we are as a people are a people of being always grateful. That's the way we should be. In fact, our name Yehudim, Jews, it's been commented on that the word Yehudim comes from the name Yehuda, you know, Judah, the son of Yaakov. And it says in the Torah, the reason why he was named Yehuda was because Hapam Odes Hashem, this time I will thank God. So not only was Yehuda, Judah called this because of gratitude, but rather our people became synonymous with this value of being a grateful people. That's who we should be. So if that's the case, as we go ahead and we once again reflect on who we are as a people, on what our core principles and value as the Jewish people are, and what we stand for, we have to go ahead and once again re-internalize this value of Hakaras HaTov, of gratitude. and try to think about how we can go ahead and improve in this area, in all facets of life, how we can improve in our relationship with God, our relationship with our family members, our relationship with our community members, how we can be more grateful in every phase. And I say this, you know, particularly in our times with the coronavirus, there's so much pain and tragedy that we've all seen, but there's also so many opportunities to be grateful. It would be disappointing if we did not go ahead and reflect on all the opportunities of gratitude that we have in our lives. So on that note, I wish everybody a meaningful Yom Tov, an inspirational Yom Tov, a meaningful holiday, an inspirational holiday, a holiday that we're able to come closer in our relationship with God, we're able to come closer with our family members, and we should always remember the message of Shavuos, what it means, V'yom HaBikurim. Wish everybody a Chag Sameach and a good Yom Tov.